مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأفم. لروح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود وفيه الكرم. يا بلغ يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت، وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة، فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز، وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من خاف أدلج، ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل. ألا إن سلعة الله غالية، ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الدنيا مزرعة الآخرة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Before starting our talk proper, just a few reminders for myself first, for all of us, which are very, very beneficial. One is to read Durood Sharif every day, Salawat ala Nabi. It is narrated in a hadith that a person who reads 100 times Durood Sharif a day, and if we read our short Durood, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu ala Nabi al Ummi, يا ربي بال يا ربي صل جزا الله عنا محمدا بما هو أهله. It's between 3 and 5 minutes. But a person who reads that, then on his forehead is written براءة من النفاق وبراءة من النار. That this person is free from hypocrisy. He will not be a munafiq in any way, and is free from the fire of Jahannam also. It's a very, very great thing. Our real purpose we are in this world to earn our akhirat, to make our deen. And there can be perhaps no easier way than doing this. The same rewards are also mentioned for a person who makes 40 days his namaz with takbir-e-ula. That is not so easy. 200 namazes, 40 days. A person sometimes just at the namaz time wuzu breaks. Sometimes some urgent work comes out. It's not so easy. But there are, mashallah, many people for years and years, they are making their namazes with takbir-e-ula. And we try it one time for 40 days. By the barakat of that, Allah will give us our whole life also to make our namazes with takbir-e-ula, which is a very great thing. The same virtue is mentioned also for a person who makes 40 namazes, 8 days, in Masjid Nabawi, Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And many people do it when we go for Ziyarat Madina Sharif. Many people do it. But all that, it's a bit challenging. But to read 100 times Durood Sharif is so easy. And we get that great reward. And every day we can and we should read. And the other thing is that our namazes, we know the condition of our namaz, our concentration, even our outward postures, we are so weak in everything. But and whether our namazes are accepted or not, we don't know. Allah is most kind. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah who gave us tawfiq of making the namaz, it's greatly hoped in the mercy of Allah. He won't reject it. He will accept it. But for Durood Sharif, Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi, a very great alim, he has written that As-salatu ala al-Nabi mustajabun qat, that durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% accepted. There is no doubt in its acceptance. So easy for us. So Allah give us tawfiq to read 100 times every day durood. And our women folk, if they read 100 times durood and blow on the food, and then the family who will eat that food, righteousness, piousness, natural inclination to deen will come. Otherwise we know our youngsters, boys, girls also, they want their boots and their jeans. And as one old lady said, she said, they wearing boot and jean, to boot and a jean sawartig. The spooks, all the, and the jinn have overtaken them. And we know what our children, you can't get through with them. You explain and explain, what they got in their head is finished. They just don't understand. But by the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah Ta'ala will change that. So 100 times if our ladies read and blow on the food. And if not 110 times, that's not difficult. But encourage our ladies to read 10 times Durood Sharif, blow on the food, and in reasonable time see the difference in our family. Our problems, we got some medical problems, we got some financial problems, we got some fights in the house, etc. All other problems, see how they will just evaporate. Allah give us tawfiq. Another very great thing which I wish to share with all, which is proven and fully accepted, that a person who makes 4 rakats of nafil namaz, after the faraz of Isha, then that person gets the sawab of making ibadat in the night of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, better than 1,000 months, just by making 4 nafils, which our normal procedure is, we make our 4 faraz of Isha, then we make our 2 sunnat muakkada, make our 2 nafils, make our witr, make 2 nafils again. 4 nafils we have made, 2 and 2. We get the sawab, every night we can get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah give us tawfiq. This virtue is also mentioned for that person who will read Tabarakal Ladhi, the first surah of 29 Supara, and Alif Lam Mim Sajda, between Maghrib and Isha. He also gets the sawab of the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. Really, this dunya, ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. Allah has given us a darkhiz, very fertile soil to earn our earnings of akhirat. Allah has given us our time, has given us our tongues, our eyes, our minds to earn akhirat. But we are in sports, wasting our time. We are on comedies. We are looking at films. Where are we wasting our time? Allah gave it to make that eternal life of akhirat, that wonderful life of Jannah. And for in our deen, the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has opened the floodgates of His rahmat. That just take from it, this is what we must be doing. So just our 4 rakats of nafil every night, Allah, we will get the sawab of the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. Make our read our Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarakalladhi between Maghrib and Isha. We'll get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. And so many other amal in our deen. And with regard to the present situation, everyone is worried about the virus. One person said very nicely, he said that this virus, coronavirus, COVID-19, is less than 2 years. But perhaps every person in the world knows about it and has heard about corona and knows about COVID. Everyone living in the remote areas also, everyone knows. We were supposed to make an effort that everyone knows of La ilaha illallah. But the people around, our people working in our shops, people working in our houses, they still don't know. We didn't mention La ilaha illallah to them. People are frightened for COVID. People are frightened for corona, and their fear, panic is being put in the people. We should have been putting the love of La ilaha illallah and the great hope of La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah is the greatest amal in this world. Iman on Allah Ta'ala, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah. There is nothing like that. And we all got it. We were supposed to make this common. How corona the people have made in the world, putting all wrong ideas in the people's head. What fears people have got. We were supposed to give them the real love and the desire for akhirah. تلك الدار الآخرة. That is the house of Akhirah which Allah has made for us. Not this dunya. We have to raise our eyes and look at that real life of the life of Akhirah. So Allah give us tawfiq for that. Read please all of us three quls, the three surahs. Qul huwallahu ahad, full surah. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. Each one with bismillah. So nine bismillahs and each surah three times. After Fajr it comes in the hadith, and after Maghrib. We read it after Fajr, then till Maghrib we got our protection. Real protection. Not all this other false, all the other protection. For example, they say, if you wear the mask, you won't get covered. So if you wear it, then why must you social distance? Because now you got your mask. And if you social distance, then why must you wear your mask? And then they say, you take the vaccine, you won't get sick. You won't get covered. So if you take the vaccine, then why must you wear the mask after that? It's supposed to save you. And the social distancing is supposed to save you. But nothing of that. We see those people are dying. People are getting paralyzed. People are having what terrible reaction from this. But this words of Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100% true. La ilaha, the three quls. Qul huwallahu ahad. And it's so easy, and Allah is so loving and so kind and so merciful that everyone, our little children who are staying here, there may be some old people who never go madrasa, who didn't learn, or we forgot a lot, but the three quls, everyone knows them. Bismillah, everyone knows. So the whole Bismillah, the three quls, after Fajr three times, after Maghrib three, make sure we read it. Let everyone in the family read it. All our, it's our protection. It comes in the hadith, takfika min kulli shay. It is enough for you. It is your protection from everything. The ulama of hadith, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala, used to explain it very beautifully. That the ulama have given different interpretations of takfika min kulli shay, it is enough for you. One is a takfika min kulli shar. It is enough for you, protection from every type of evil. Those days, Hazrat used to come maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, then heart problem was very common. So it, Hazrat used to say heart problem, cancer very problem. Hazrat used to say every second person you hear, you see, has got cancer. And now with this COVID, we're just hearing of the cases all the time. It will be protection of all kinds of diseases. Then Hazrat used to say common complaint people have got, especially South Africa, crime rate. The whole world crime rate has gone so high. Our country, we know, it's protection from crime also. Then other thing we all have got problem, motor car accidents. We are hearing hijackings, kidnappings, and what funny things we are hearing. Protection from that also. Protection also from jadu. People, lot of families are involved. This one has made jadu, that one has made jadu. Just read our three quls so easy. It doesn't cost time also. It doesn't cost money also. No energy also. We don't have to have big degrees and certificates for it. Everyone knows it. So please, all of us, really try our best to read the three quls every day after Fajr, after Maghrib. If you read it after Fajr, it is protection till Maghrib time, sunset. Read it after Maghrib, it is protection till Fajr time again. So Allah give us tawfiq. Together with that, really, this, especially this virus, this pandemic, well, one great solution is to read a kitab on Sirat, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many kitabs, ask our ulama, and make shukr, alhamdulillah, yeah, in Marlboro, many places, you have got good ulama. There is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, the ulama who are guiding us towards Allah. One are those ulama who know the laws of the in the book, as the laws are. And one are those ulama who know Allah, the mercy, the kindness of Allah. Like that person who killed 99 people. He asked an alim that is there forgiveness for me? The alim, according to the book, according to what the rules of the book are, he said, 99 people, no forgiveness for you. He killed him also. He completed his century. Then he asked an alim, a Rabbani, alim who knows Allah, who knows the mercy, the forgiveness, the kindness of Allah. He told him, no problem, just make tawbah, Allah will forgive you. And after killing 100 people, Allah forgave him. He went straight to Jannah. So Allah's mercies are very, very great. So never lose hope and ask our masalas of ulama-i Rabbani. And you people have got them here. You meet them every namaz time. You meet them outside. So ask them and keep their company and take benefit from them. This is really what we have to do. So our three quls we read and ask them about which seerat kitab we must read. Because on the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lot of people have written, orientalists also have written, lot wrong things also. So find out which is the right kitab. And read it for 1-2 minutes a day. And make the ta'aleem together in the house, see the barakat. And read Durood Sharif. And then see inshallah, this fear of this pandemic also Allah will take out. Today people are fearing that I'll get sick. The fear, whatever Allah has written is going to happen. If it's written for me, it's going to come. What Allah has written. And if it's not written, no matter what you do. Many of us, especially the ulama, we must be having heard the name of Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Abdul Rahim Lajpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Mufti Abdul Rahim Lajpuri, Rahmatullah. Great, great, very great alim of Lajpur, our village in Gujarat. He says that about 100 years ago, this is some time ago, it was 100 years ago that his grandmother passed away in a pandemic. That was about the 1920s when there was also a pandemic, also almost international everywhere. And he says, my grandmother, grandfather was staying in the house, my chacha, my father's brother also, my two foes, my father's two sisters also with their families, my parents with our, all staying in one house. And we all looked after my grandmother, served her properly, not being frightened that we're going to get the disease or anything. She passed away. And he says, he left her about 100 years, Maulana Abdul Rahim, Mufti Abdul Rahim Lajpuri. He says, in my 100 years, 3 pandemics I went through, and I never got sick. And when he's saying this, he says, you can see me, yeah, I'm sitting here, and I'm fully healthy. And all the others in the family also, Allah protected them also. So don't be afraid of the pandemic. What Allah has written is going to happen. Don't be afraid of the authorities and the police. Fear Allah. Allah's authority is the super authority. Allah is the greatest. And don't fear the criticism of people. People are going to pass remarks. People are going to say, you committed suicide, you didn't take the protocols, follow the protocols, you are a murderer because you didn't. Don't worry what the people say also. See what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got to say. That is absolute. So Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. 4 rakats of our nafil namaz after Isha. Try and read that every night. It's just a little bit. Our nafil, 2 rakats is 2 minutes. Those buzurgs, that 2 rakats who are 2 hours, the mashallah, Allah reward them. There are those people, even today. But we know what our 2 rakats are, 2 minutes. So 4 rakats will take us 4 or 5 minutes. But what reward? Like making a Laylatul Qadr better than 1,000 months. 83 years and 4 months of ibadat every night we can get. And better than that, not only equal to 1,000 months, better we can get that reward every night. And we can double it up by reading Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, 21 Supara, and Tabarak al-Ladhi, 29 Supara, also between Maghrib and Isha. Allah give us all tawfiq. In this ayat-e kareema, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. This is the beauty of the Quran. How straightforward. Every living thing, everything that got nafas, that takes breath, even plant that takes breath, a bird and an ant, anything that breathes will have to taste of death. Death is written. So nothing to fear of death. It's going to come. If we're going to get saved of COVID, doesn't mean we're not going to die. Hey, so if we got saved, we're not going to die. We're still going to die. And we see people are passing away. Somebody in some crime incident, somebody in some motor car accident. we are going to die. We're not going to live forever. So Quran has told us it's a hard, solid fact that mort and death, everyone will have to taste of it. The longest life that Allah has given is to shaitan. From the time even before Adam alayhi salam came into this world, he told Allah, give me a long life, anzirni. Give me a long life. Allah Ta'ala told him, ila yawmi yub'athun. Till the day of Qiyamah. What a long life. But he is also going to die. So, and shaitan had the knowledge of all the Anbiya, the Shariat. Not only the knowledge of the Shariat, but he had what we call the fine print or the footnotes. All the Juziyat also, he had all that knowledge. But with all his knowledge, he went astray himself. He made the whole, he's trying his best to make everyone go astray. On the other hand, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was given the knowledge of Awwaleen wal Akhireen. What great knowledge. But Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's knowledge to take everyone to Jannah. Out of his way, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went. So don't be impressed with these things. See what is the purpose of that knowledge that we have got. That we take people towards Allah Ta'ala. Take people towards righteousness. That is the important thing. Not that just the knowledge itself, like shaitan, what knowledge he also had. But that what that knowledge didn't benefit him, harmful for him, and he's making, trying his best to take everyone else. With that knowledge of his to take them to Jahannam. He knew the knowledge of the Shariat, of the Torah, the Injil, of all the kitabs, and the fine points of it. That also he knew. So that is not enough. Allah guide us to understand that the deen of Allah, many people have got knowledge, but they use it in the wrong way. For example, you've got a gun, and you're a master in guns. You can dismantle it, with your eyes blindfolded, you can put it together, everything. Your target is so good, you never miss your target. But you have made the wrong targets. You are shooting your wife, you are shooting your children. So what is the good of that? With that, shoot your enemy. So with the knowledge, shoot the enemy. Not that you're shooting our Shariat and destroying our Shariat. No, shoot the enemy. Use it in the right way. So Allah Ta'ala guide us, inshallah. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala said, everyone will be tasting of death. When Allah Ta'ala created the earth was shaking. So to keep it, stabilize it, make it firm, Allah Ta'ala created the mountains. And the mountains, awtada, they are like pegs. They are holding the earth on its place, all the mountains. Qiyamah day, the mountains will fly. Then the earth will also not be stable. And Allah save us, what the condition will be on that day. Yeah, just a little bit of a tremor. And we know what our condition is. Those places where earthquakes come. Hey, where the, on the Richter scale, where it goes to 8 and 9 and more, and that shaking, ask those people what is that, the fear which is there at that time. One time we were in Peru, we were having supper, and then everyone just got startled, frightened. I couldn't understand. According to our mind, Zehniyat, I thought crooks came, because yeah, we get frightened. Anything happened, must be crooks came. That is here in our country. There, they are frightened. They heard that tremor had come. And when that comes, the whole building collapses, falls down on a person. So they got very so. Anyway, the mountains Allah put the earth, keep it firm. The malaika, the angels, were fascinated. Ya Allah, what a strong creation of yours, the mountain. It's keeping the whole earth, it's keeping it solid down properly. Is there something more greater than the mountains you have created? Allah said, yes, steel, iron, it cuts through the mountains also. So powerful it is that steel cuts through the mountains also. And steel is mined from the mountains, etc. They said, so powerful, anything more powerful than steel? Allah said, fire. That with fire, they cut the steel also. The fire is used to heat and that it melts the steel also. It's cut into shapes and all different types also with fire. Anything more greater and mightier than fire? Yes, water. Water puts out fire. That is even more. The malaika marveled at that also. Anything more stronger than water? Yes, air. wind, it evaporates the water. The clouds which are carrying, we don't know what, billions and tons of water, they are floating on the air. How the air, Allah Ta'ala made. Anything more greater than the air? Yes. When a mu'min gives his sadaqah, charity, with his right hand in such a way that his left hand doesn't know, that is even more greater than that. So these qualities which Allah has given us of our iman and Islam, giving charity, etc. And one particular great quality is yaqeen. Iman, we have got iman. Allah keep our iman safe. But to be convinced of that, Allah is one. To be convinced Allah is one. Allah is the creator of everything. Allah is the controller of everything. Nothing can happen without the will of Allah. Nobody can get corona without the will of Allah. No accident can happen without the will of Allah. And if an accident is meant, the world together cannot stop it. The power of Allah. Now to have that conviction, that yaqeen. We all have got the iman, but that yaqeen, to understand that, when in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a war between the Persians and the Romans. The Persians were idol worshippers, and the Romans were Ahle Kitab, they were Christians. So the people of Mecca, the mushriks of Mecca, they had more affiliation and contact, more feeling for the people of Persia, because they were idol worshippers. They were also idol worshippers, they were fire worshippers, etc. And the people of Rome were Christians, the Ahle Kitab, the people of the book. So the Muslims had more feeling for them, because they were also Ahle Kitab. Though their beliefs were corrupted, but they were Ahle Kitab. So there was a war, and the Persians overpowered the Romans. The Persians were much more stronger. So then, after that, the ayats of the Quran Sharif were revealed, that the Persians have overpowered the Christians. Persia has overpowered Rome, but in a few years, bid'i sinin, bid'i in Arabic is between 3 and 9 years. The Romans will overpower the Persians. This was a thing that could not be understood. The Persians were very powerful, militarily, on the ground, their might and their power, that the Romans couldn't compare with them. And this time that the Persians won the battle was a natural thing, they had more power. That the Romans will overpower them, it was anything to be that could be understood. Like in our times, like not only America, but the alliance of the world when an attack Afghanistan. And a ragtag army of Afghanistan, the Taliban, they could overpower America. It doesn't make sense. They can't do it. In fact, at that time, President of America told, what must we bomb there? They got some huts here and there. What must we go in? There's nothing to bomb also there. There's nothing. But that same ragtag army, a period of 20 years, and this whole alliance of the world, with the tails between their legs, they had to leave. And if they had to comply with everything what the Taliban told them. They could have no choice of, they were defeated. But anyway, for us to be able to take in our mind that this Afghanistan, people who haven't got sandals, they forget socks, they haven't got sandals on their feet. They're going to fight the, not the superpower, but the superpowers of the world, alliance of the world. But it happened, we saw it. So that time also the Quran said, the Romans will overpower the Persians. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu went into the gathering of the mushriks in the Kaaba Sharif, in the Mataf. And he told them that time is coming soon that the Romans will overpower the Persians. He said, you've gone out of your head. And thing which is impossible, it can't happen. But he was, this is that yaqeen. Quran told that in bid'i sinin, the Romans are going to overpower the Persians. So on that then, he told them, I'm prepared to make this deal with you. At that time, it was still the laws of Sharia were not revealed with regard to this, that if the Romans win, then I will give you 10 camels. And if the Persians win, you give me 10 camels. One mushrik, they made an agreement. He agreed. He said, it's fine. Then Nabi Abu Bakr came and told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell them not 3 years. Tell them 9 years, 5 and 7 years also come in the riwayat, but tell them 9 years. And tell them not 10 camels, 100 camels I'm prepared to give. But the Romans are definitely going to win, though they are much more weaker. Numbers also, as far as all their artillery and arms and whatever is concerned, they were much weaker, but that they are going to win. So he went, he gave it. Then afterwards, when Hazrat Abu Bakr was going to make hijrat, he told him, you're going to make hijrat, and the Persians are going to win. They were sure. Then who's going to give me my 100 camels? So he says, my son Abdul Rahman, I leave him in charge, and he will give it to you if the Persians win. So anyway, then when the battle of Badr took place between the mushriks, people of Mecca, and the Muslims, at the same time, the battle between Persia and Rome also took place. Yeah, Allah, the Muslims were 313, most, that's a famous narration, while they were more than 1,000. It was impossible. Muslims did not come to fight. They did not come with their arms or anything. They were not prepared. And even so, they were only 313. While the people of Mecca came to fight, they came properly prepared. So it was impossible for the people of Mecca to win the, for Muslims to win the battle. But Allah showed that the Muslims won. At the same time, the Romans overpowered the Persians also. So this is that yaqeen that we have to have. That what our Allah Ta'ala says clearly in the Quran Sharif, يَمْحَكُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala destroys interest. And Allah Ta'ala increases, gives barakat in charity. Now with our eyes, this is what is iman which we have to develop. With my eyes I see I got 100 rand. I put it in the bank in my savings account. And then they give me, after some time, 5 rand more. Now I got 105 rand. With my eyes I see it has increased interest. But Allah says interest destroys your wealth. My heart's yaqeen, this is what is called iman. This iman will save us from Jahannam and take us to Jannah. With my eyes I see my money has increased, but I am convinced my money is destroyed. If there is interest in my money, it is destroyed. One time one person came to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, and he said, Hazrat, I had some haram money, interest money, whatever. Maybe profits of stolen goods, whatever, he had haram money. He said, crooks came and they stole all that money. Mufti Sahib said, make shukar, they only took the money. Haram is such a thing that they should have cut your stomach open. In other words, they should have killed you and taken all that money. Haram is that. So Allah say, Allah will destroy that. وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. And charity, Allah says, Allah will increase. I got 100 rand, I gave 5 rand away. With my eyes, I see that my money became less, 95 rand. But with yaqeen, that Allah said, Allah increases the charity, that is going to become much more. And so many cases. One time, we all know, Hakim Jalil, his father, Hafiz Ibrahim Sahib, marhum. We made Tarawih together many years also. He was studying in Medina Sharif, and one time, at Maulana Badri Alim Rahmatullah Ali's place, one person came and explained that they were in Delhi before the partition of India and Pakistan. And they used to do arms business, arms and ammunition they used to sell. But when the partition took place, the time and condition came, they had to leave India and go to Pakistan with nothing of this besides the clothes on their body. No money, no food, no nothing. Only the clothes on the body. So you see, we reached Karachi. But what was their practice? That they should give their zakat properly every year. And I can't remember now, that same amount or double that amount, lilla also they should take out. So it was like going. The money you are spending so much, you are giving away. It seems like going. So they went now and they were in Karachi, and now they had nothing whatsoever by them. So they had a consignment of arms and ammunition that was coming from England to Delhi. They were in Delhi. So they contacted this arms people, manufacturers, and told them, we are no more in Delhi, we are now in Karachi. So send that whole consignment of ours to Karachi. They send it here. The Pakistani government was newly formed and they needed arms and ammunition. They bought the whole consignment. So they got the profits, the big profit, and they got the money cash, and they became very well established again. So by spending, see how Allah protects a person. And when a person hoards his money, and worse when he earns haram money, then Allah destroys it. I'm not that old, but I've seen so many years. In my life we have seen people who earned haram, and they live, and Allah gives a period of 40 years roughly to enjoy. You carry on enjoying. But after that, Allah catches you. And then the consequences are too bad, even in this worldly life. Haram money brings terrible consequences. But again, if we find out, many of us, our inheritance we haven't sorted out. Our parents have passed away, and we haven't, some of us, our grandparents also, and we haven't sorted out the thing. We don't give the woman folk, the mother, the sisters, their share. We don't give them their shares also. So ask the ulama, Rabbaniyin, what is my condition? How can I correct my position? Otherwise, if Allah takes us to task, forget akhirat, what will happen? Yeah, in this dunya, what conditions? When we see the conditions on the people, we sympathize with them. We feel sorry for them. But we have seen what they had done also to family members in the business, etc. How they treated them, what and what they had done. Then the consequences come. And you have, then you face the consequences. May Allah protect us. So this yaqeen we have to build. That we get this proper yaqeen in the zaat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the words of Allah, we know that they are absolute. They are final. And there is nothing that can change the words of Allah. What Allah has revealed, how Allah has revealed it, that is 100% true. And that is what is going to happen. And so even now, with the present condition, take the protocols and the protection which Allah has given us. And be confident that Allah is going to protect us. Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. What Allah Ta'ala decrees, nobody can change that. The most superior, and know that the masajid, they are the super spiritual hospitals. The Allah Ta'ala's solution and treatment of every bimari is in the hospital. Whether it's our spiritual, whether it's our physical, all this that we feel, totally wrong we got it, that the masjids are the epicenters of the virus. No, these are the epicenters of the rahmat of Allah, of the solution, of the protection, the masajid. That yeah, a person who comes 5 times a day up and down for namaz, it comes in the hadith, you can give guaranteed for that person, he's got iman. He's not a carrier of the virus who's coming up and down to the masjid. He's not carrying the virus. He is a person of iman, and iman is the opposite of the virus. Iman is the rahmat of Allah, is the barakat of Allah, is the security of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this 100% that this is what is going to solve our problems. So Allah Ta'ala, let us get this yaqeen. So Allah Ta'ala says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the reward of your actions you will get on the day of Qiyamah. Actions, the reward, what Allah gives sometimes, yeah, that is just like the commission. Just by the way, whatever good we are doing, we all made Isha Namaz. We heard the Adhan, we answered the Adhan also, inshallah. All the little good we did, we didn't get anything in our hands. But Qiyamah Day, the reward of it will be there. And if we made our 4 nafils, we didn't see the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. But Qiyamah Akhirat, we will see it virtually. With our eyes, we will see the great, great reward. So the reward of these are in the Akhirat, not in this dunya. And the wrong that we are doing, we are getting away. Nothing is happening. We are doing so much wrong. We are on the cell phone, we are doing wrong things. We are talking wrong. We are abusing the wife. We are lying. We are doing so many wrong things. But we don't see any punishment coming. Our life is carrying on. The result will come out in the Akhirah. Not here in this dunya. If we don't make tawbah and we go with our sins, the results will come out there. Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, my Ustad, he used to say that if you plant weeds, then, and you expect roses to grow, it doesn't happen like that. In the first place, nobody plants weeds. Weeds grow on their own. And when they grow, they will destroy your garden. Whether you got a vegetable garden, whether you got a fruit garden, whether you got flowers and lawn in your garden, but weeds, if you don't take them out, they will destroy your garden. So, and weeds we don't plant. So just like that, if we are planting weeds, all the wrong things, we are looking at wrong things on the cell phone, all the comedies and all the cartoons and all the films we are watching, and worse than that, if we are watching porn, etc., and all the commentaries we are watching, soccer and cricket, and we are following all that, we are planting weeds. And then we want roses to grow, then we want a good life. In the akhirah, that does not happen. Yeah, Allah gives respite. Sometimes Allah takes a person to task in this life also. Sometimes Allah let him pass here in this life. But akhirah, if we did not make tawbah, then we will have to pay for that. So this dunya, ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. It is a farm, a tillage of the akhirah. What we're going to plant here, if we plant good deeds here, good actions we do, our namaz, honesty, being loyal to our partners, our wives, wife to their husband, everything we do right, we don't wish bad for people, we are not dishonest in our business, etc. We do good, all the great rewards of it will be on in akhirah. And on the other hand, if we are doing wrong, nobody might know. I might be having my beard, title of Maulana also, and I'm here in the masjid and I'm on in first saf, but privately if I'm doing my gunas and doing my wrong things, Allah is watching everything. And the result will come out in akhirah. So that is the place where the real result. كل نفس وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة. When the results will come out on the day of Qiyamah. فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة. A person who doesn't save himself from the fire. Yeah, we have to save ourselves from the fire. There, a person who is made to be saved, the malaika will save him. And he is made to enter Jannah. He won't be entering Jannah on his own. Yeah, is the time that we have to do those things by which we can enter Jannah. But there it won't be our choice. We will be put on this side, may Allah save us. Or we put on the side of Jannah and made to enter Jannah. Faqad faz. That is a person who is successful. So dunya is not our object. And life is not our object. We have come to die. If life was our object, there should be no death. A person who works his fingers to the bones, a person who works 24/7, a person who works day and night, and then death comes and he has to leave everything. Hey, that can't be the purpose of life. Life is that akhirat which is forever. Whatever you have worked, what we are doing now, we are sitting, this is also an amal. May Allah accept it from us. And the sawab of this also we will, yeah, there is nothing. One time a jamaat came to a place and they said that nobody listens to us, but today we thought now only few people are sitting. All who are sitting, we'll give them 100 rand for each one who is present here. So one father came with his 5 children and he went away as people leave when the jamaat make announcement. We think when jamaat make announcement, that announcement that is telling us you must go quickly home today. They are telling us must sit for the bayan. Bahut nafa hoga. Iman yaqeen ki baatein hogi. Bahut nafa hoga. We hear that, no, they say you must go home quickly. So he also went away. He said, oh, kismat phooti. All my taqdeer, I lost it. I should be there with my 5 children. I should have got 600 rand. So material things, that we has got meaning to us. Yeah, we are sitting, malaika are in this gathering, and they are making dua. When we get up of this gathering, announcement is made, qumu maghfuran lakum, all your sins are forgiven. When we are sitting in this gathering, any dini gathering, or whatever it is, we were making our 5 times namaz, we have Quran tafsir lessons, we have hadith lessons, we have our ta'aleem of our jamaat brothers, bayans of the ulama, all this, the malaika descend. Sakina descends on there. And when you get up, Allah says, get up and go, you are forgiven. And so much blessed are such gatherings as this one here also, that the malaika say to Allah that one brother who was there, his niyat wasn't to come for the bayan. He just had to sit there for some reason. or he just came there to give a key or to ask a question or to give a key or something. Allah says those people who sit in such gatherings are so honorable that whoever just makes contact with them, not that they're going to get virus, they are also forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. So fortunate are these gatherings that each one is so fortunate. Anyone who just comes and just makes contact, just that they didn't have the intention of the bayan, that is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So these gatherings on the day of Qiyamah, we will see what the result is. So that is the place that we have to work for. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. And this dunya's life is nothing but mata, what we call in our language a faduk, a scroplap, that sponge that we use for some dirty work. And this dunya is just for this dirty work of dunya, to see to your necessities. The real work is namaz, is masjid. The real house of a mu'min is the masjid. Hey, not our houses, number 45 on so-and-so street, number 67 on so street. That is not. A mu'min's house is the masjid. And a namazi's house is the masjid. And a mu'min's city is the masjid. Like we go to city, we're going to see to this need, we're going to see to that need. We will go to this place, we will go to that place. All the things are in the city. The real cities are the masajid. For a mu'min, this is the place. Allah put our heart. A mu'min in a masjid is like a fish in water. He feels at home. He's not eager to God. And a munafiq, Allah save us. Read our 100 duruj. Allah will save us. A munafiq in a masjid is like a bird in a cage. He just wants to fly out. That when can I fly out from here? And many of us, we see, we are the last to come to the masjid, the first to go out. Our hearts are just not in the masjid. To sit there 2 minutes extra in the masjid, we can stand outside and waste half an hour, doesn't matter. But to sit in the masjid 2 minutes, how many of us, we find it so hard? Whereas our heart should be in the masjid. So Allah Ta'ala says this dunya is only mata, and mata'ul ghurur, deception. It is a dhoka. This dunya is an open dhoka. What we're seeing with our eyes, what is happening, is a deception. Reality is what Allah has told us. Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mind cannot contemplate it, cannot conceive it, cannot accept it. But it is with the heart that we accept. That in that little while, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made that whole long journey and returned again and returned with the great gift of salat and namaz. So this is what is dunya. So for that, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says, man khafa adlaj. A person, Allah make it comes in my heart. And I'm so fortunate when I get this opportunity, Allah reward Maulana Yunus Sahab, that he invites us, tells us to come and say a few words. Wherever we get the chance, it strengthens us. So just let it come more and more. Let us talk about it more. Let us hear about it more. Let us talk about it. We're talking so much about dunya all the time. Small, small features of a car. Small, small things of this dunya. How much we discuss it. But about our deen, in fact, the Quran Sharif says, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When Allah alone is spoken about, then people's hearts become edgy. They can't take it. What they talking about Allah? What they talking about deen? وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ. And when things besides Allah are being spoken, إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Talk of commentary, then see how happy they are. Talk of politics, see how happy. Talk of the weather, see how happy they become. But talk about deen, like somebody said, if somebody has come to visit you and he's staying a bit too long, and you want him to leave now, then just talk about deen. You'll see, then he says, my time is up, I have to go now. And if that doesn't work, make his tashkil. Like Jamaat brothers make tashkil, just start with tashkil. And you'll see, immediately he'll move. But when you talk about deen, then they can't take it. Talk about dunya, Allah save us from such a condition. So man khafa adlaj, a person who fears what will happen to me akhirat, how will my maut come, on iman or not, he starts his preparations early. Like a person going on a journey, he starts early in the morning. He says, before the traffic starts, we'll leave 4 o'clock in the morning. We leave 3 o'clock before all the traffic. So a person who's journey for the akhirat, he also starts early. And he doesn't waste time. Don't wait till I'll become an old man, then I'll sit in the masjid. When I'm finished with everything, all my business, and my children are grown up, and I got them married, then I'm going to sit and I'll read 10 suparas a day. I'll read 10 tasbihs every day. No, don't wait for that. Man khafa adlaj, he starts early. Whether we are small children, whether we are 18, 20, whether we are 30, 35, start with our journey. Man khafa adlaj, woman adlaj, balagh al manzil. And a person who starts early, he reaches his destination. Allah inna sil'atallah khaliya. The business which Allah is making with you is a very big business. You need a lot of money there. For the ni'mats of Jannat, we hear so much sawab for this, so much sawab for this. The price of Jannat is also expensive. To make that currency to that level, to get into Jannat. And then our gunas, that our sawabs must be more than our gunas. Our gunas mustn't wipe out our sawabs. People's rights, and they're coming to claim, mustn't destroy our sawabs. So we need a lot of sawab. And the price of things of Jannat are high. It's very high. So prepare, start early, don't delay. Woman adlaj balagh al manzil, ala inna sil atullah ghaliya, ala inna sil atullah al Jannah. The business which Allah is making with you is the business of Jannat. To get Jannat, that is what we have to get. Don't look at this dunya. Hey, we are overtaken with this dunya. Our luxury motor cars, our mansions, our sprawling gardens, our swimming pools, which are sparkling blue even in winter. All these things, our bathrooms, our kitchen. We worried about these things. Look at Jannat, what Allah Ta'ala has kept there. In Jannat, wafakihatim mimma yashtahun, fruits which you will desire. Wafakihatim mimma yashtahun. Ki? Wa? Walahmi tairim mimma yashtahun. Walahmi tairim mimma yashtahun. وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونِ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. What a life of Jannah! What pleasure there is! What the حُورُ الْعِينِ, the fruit of Jannah, and then the meat that will be produced will be there. No question of halal and haram. 100% everything above board. What a life there. وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيْرُ وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا لَا مَقْتُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعَةٍ إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا عُرْبًا أَتْرَابًا لِأَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. What the enjoyments of Jannah. Fruit of your choice. Never will it be out of season. It will be always in season. And you will never be, it will be never forbidden for you. You can have it all the time. The fruit, in fact, will come to you. You won't have to go to the fruit. And as soon as you take it, there will be the replacement there. The one bite you take of the fruit, it will have such a wonderful taste which you had never tasted before. The next taste will be even more better. And the next bite will be even more better. And then from that fruit, a hurul een will come out. We might wonder, how is that possible? Yeah, we eat our guavas, for example, figs. And then nice and sweet, and we are enjoying it. When we want to take the next bite, we see a worm is walking there. And we don't know how many worms I ate already in the first one. And how that worm is living, where does it get its oxygen? How it's living there, by the qudrat of Allah. The hurul een will be inside that fruit, and as you are eating, a hurul een will come out for you. And what qualities of that hurul een? A great, great, uruban atraba, masters in the love making. Hey, they will never upset you in the least bit whatsoever. They will know your taste 100%, and they will be virgins all the time. You have your relations with them, and they will be virgins again. Uruban, and they will be of the same age also. You will understand so wonderful with them. And as much sullatu min al-awwaleen, sullatu min al-akhirin. Lot of people of the first time will also get this jannah. Many people of the last time also. That is what we in this dunya. What are the sports that we are wasting our time? Holidays that we are going, resorts that we are going. Where are we wasting our time? This is what we have to endeavor for, to acquire that real jannah. And those people who saw it one time, some people of Russia, of this Tajikistan, all these places, and they were not allowed to go for Hajj. Some had managed to come out from there. They came to Pakistan, Makki Masjid, the Markaz, and they went in Jamaat, and they learned Deen, and the fervor of Deen, passion of Deen came in them. Then Hajj time, they wanted to go for Hajj, and they were the people who really appreciated, we're going to see Allah's house. We're going to make tawaf there. And then all the enjoyments of Namat, Jannat was told to them. They became so excited and they saw those Namat and passed away. That Allah showed it to them and they passed away in there. What to say of this? That is what is success. Faqad faz. Not that I bought a new luxury motor car, 4x4, this or something like that. I got this investment, I got that business. That's not our success. We're going to leave it behind. That's going to be our sorrow. But you worked for so hard. You're leaving everything behind. You're going empty-handed. That will be our sorrow. What we prepared for Akhirah, that will be our success. May Allah make us understand this reality. Let not these things, this panic overtake us. And the statistics are also clear that 80% of the cases are mild cases. 15% are a bit more severe. Only about 5% are really, and of that also just a small percent, we are just being made frightened. And all this panic that so many people dying here, so many people dying there, etc. All this fear. Look at the actual, their statistics, not ours. And the COVID cases, they have increased, they have made it more bigger the number than what it actually is. But in spite of that, the COVID cases are still amongst the lowest. Other cases are much more higher. Heart attack presently, motor car accident presently, much more higher than the COVID. But they don't talk about that. Everyone is just talking of the COVID cases. People are dying of this, yeah, and becoming so sick and dying. And all the others who are so sick and from other diseases, and the recovery rate is also very high. There's no need for any panic. Turn to Allah Ta'ala and look at the power and the qudrat of Allah. Allah, give me tawfiq, give us all tawfiq also. Don't forget 4 rakats of our nafil namaz, our 100 times durood. Make it a point to read. Read a kitab of seerat, the 3 quls. Make that our regular practice, our ma'amool, and see Allah's protection, Allah's rahmat that comes for us, Allah's barakat that He gives us. Bring deen into our life. Deen has come for our goodness. Let us not turn away from the masjid. Let us not turn away from the deen of Allah. Let us come more to the masjid. Let us come more into the deen and the amal of deen. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Oh Allah, accept this gathering of ours. Oh Allah, you gave us the great honor and privilege to be in your house. Oh Allah, this time that has been spent in your house, so well spent, oh Allah. Oh Allah, accept it from us, oh Allah. Accept it from everyone, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let the whole of deen become alive in the whole world, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those people who are making efforts against deen and against you, oh Allah, destroy all their efforts, oh Allah. And those people who are making efforts for deen to be established, let us, oh Allah, reward them and let the true deen become established. Oh Allah, let us recognize our true ulama and let us be in their company and follow their teachings, oh Allah. Save us from all the wrong, all the propaganda that is being made, all the fear and panic that is being put into the people. Save us from that, oh Allah. Guide us all and grant us all the best of deen, dunya and akhirat, oh Allah. Forgive us, be pleased with us, O Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. All who are ill, O Allah, give them shifa, O Allah. All who have got financial problems, remove them, O Allah. All who have got differences and fights in the homes and amongst friends and amongst family people, remove all our differences, O Allah. O Allah, let it make the akhirat our object of life. And O Allah, in the barakat and in the goodness of that, grant us the best of deen, dunya and akhirat. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.